Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
Oh, boy, do I got a weekend update for you. It was an insane weekend. We did a book signing in Naples, absolutely packed. Like 500 people showed up. It was so crazy. I'm sorry I didn't get to spend more time with everyone, but you all are so great. I love you. Just do the math, though. If you even spent a minute, right, with everyone, it's 500 minutes, the bookstore would have been closed. So I was trying to do my best, but so many great people showed up, had so many nice things to say. Big weekend update. Hey, Beam Dream Powder, you know I've been raving about it. It's hot cocoa for sleep. I trust and love the brands founded by athletes, science-backed ingredients. I use it. Get up to 40% off. When you go to shopbeam.com/Bongino, use code Bongino at checkout. That's shopbeam, BEAM.com/Bongino. Use code Bongino. I got that big weekend update. They're doing this on purpose. The danger to Trump's life, the danger to Trump people around Trump's people. I got a stacked show for you today, including an expose, and they're watching right now. Welcome to the cat lady. I know she loves me. I know, right? You know, it's weird. It's like a little Glenn Close, Boiling Bunny type stuff. For those of you who grew up in the 80s, it's slightly weird, but we enjoyed this weekend showing you the Soros sexual predator hit machine. And how they're after your kids. And they freaked out, folks. These two lunatics are losing their minds. This is going to be a crazy banana show. HelixSleep.com/Dan. A great night's sleep begins with a great day begins with a great night's sleep. You're missing out. You're not sleeping on a Helix like I do. Helix offers 20 unique mattresses for big, tall, short, wide, even special ones for kids. To find the perfect fit, Helix provides a 100-night in-home sleep trial. No matter your sleeping position, Helix is the answer. Memory foam, hybrid, all the more responsive to the individual, with enhanced cooling features to keep you from overheating. Helix is all about comfort, care, and a great night's sleep. My Helix mattress is the best I've slept on, and the setup was fast and easy. Don't just take my word for it. GQ and Wired Magazine have named Helix their number one mattress. Take the Helix sleep quiz at Helix, H-E-L-I-X, helixsleep.com/Dan. Find the perfect mattress for you in under 2 minutes. As a bonus, Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for my listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/Dan. It's their best offer yet, and it won't last long. helixsleep.com/Dan with Helix. Better sleep starts now. Joseph, let's get this thing going,
man. Hey, it's Maniac Monday, Dan.
By the way, yes, it is, sir, and thank you. Joe, I go to church this weekend. Joe, don't tell me nothing. I'm sitting in church listening to the great Father Marty, and I look up, and Paula's like, Elvis is on the drums. I'm like, Elvis is dead. There's no Elvis. I'm like, what are you talking about? Thank you. Thank you very much. And it's Joe. Joe playing the drums. And Joe, like, what's a guy from Led Zeppelin? John Paul Jones. I don't even know anybody.
That's the bass player, dude.
That's the bass. Oh, so I'm not crazy. Okay. No. So Joe's back. And I'm like, look at Joe tearing it up. So great job, Joe. I sent him a text afterwards.
Man. Yeah, man. Yeah, I was really pleased to get that. Thank you.
Yeah, and we were pleased to hear you, as the rest of Palm City and Martin County, Florida was. So big weekend update. That was obviously part of it. So I had a packed book signing this weekend. Thank you all for coming out. Thank you to Ruth, who drove from Ohio or flew from Ohio to Naples, Florida for the book signing.
Whoa.
Yes, there was a guy there. Forgive me. I forgot your name. You said as you were walking away, my hearing's not that good. He flew from Seattle, to Naples. There's like the only farther place I think you could come from in the United States is like Alaska. And he flew there. So I was really honored. And this sweet little girl, Briley, gave me this bracelet, Bongino. So thank you, Briley. How does it look on me? Do I look, there you go, badass, right? Thank you, Briley. This is going right here on my desk with my stuff. And one of the most important things that happened to me, this young autistic man met me at the front door. His name is AJ. He painted this for me. And I won't read you the whole letter, but the mom wrote me a letter saying, thanks for taking the time to sign my son's book. The young man you met is autistic, blind, nonverbal, and has a rare genetic disorder with no cure. And no, they don't know the life expectancy. She bought him a shirt apparently for his birthday. And although he's non-communicative, he works very hard and worked very hard on this picture. And Joe, I want you to know, I don't want to get choked up here because it was such a pleasure meeting this guy. And that he calls Fridays Good Day, Sir Fridays after producer Joe.
All right.
So AJ, I want you to know we got your picture. It's going right here in my office. Matter of fact, right now. Hold on. And it will be a permanent fixture, and now this studio and any future Dan Bongino studios. Folks, listen, you mean the world to me. I don't want to waste your time on a Monday and a busy news day. But I don't know what's going to happen. There's a lot going on. I know I sent out a lot of tweets this weekend, and I was watching you in the chat. I am kind of numb. There's a lot going on in my life. I don't mean to sound cryptic, but there's a lot going on behind the scenes and in front of the scenes and in the middle of the scenes and in deleted scenes and in the director's cut of the movie. And sometimes I'm just numb. I was driving home from Naples after, you know, 4 hours of signing books and meeting great people. And it's just to see genuine people in a business that's so fake and full of phonies all the time. To see people who, again, drove from Ohio, Seattle, a non-communicative autistic child who painted this painting for me, Briley, for this bracelet. And, you know, I ran into a cancer survivor. And, sir, forgive me again. I only heard your name as you walked away, but he was crying as he walked away. And we kind of, our eyes met together as he was walking away. And I just want you to know, too, like, I love you, man. You know, you guys mean a lot to me. You know, it's just, it's such a fake business with so many fake losers out there. You know, I was talking to my buddy, Sean called me this morning, Sean Hannity. And, you know, he saw my text and he's like, you want to talk? Like, that's a real friend. I don't care about his politics. I don't give a shit what you think about his shows or anything like that. The guy's been a friend to me forever. And there's so few people like that, him and Mark, who called me and been with me. And, you know, we disagree on a lot of stuff. He knows that. I know that. But he's always been a friend to me. And I was hurting this weekend bad. And I don't want to bore you with my life. But I ran into a prisoner, too, a guy who just got out of the pen, another one. And he said, you know, me and my guys listen to you in the pen. Hey, brother, I'm broken, too, man. Don't let that thing that you did that got you in there define you. We've all been wronged by someone and have done wrong by someone else. I want you to know everybody in the pen sitting in jail, if you're willing to repent and live a better life like I'm trying to do every day and you're doing your best, God will forgive you too. You got a spot on this place, man. All those people out there, those misfits, those people who don't fit in anywhere, feel like can't trust anyone. I want you to know, this isn't the fake show. You got a home here. Scars and all, man. I'm a messed up dude. I got a lot of shit going on. It ain't good all the time. You know? But it's real. So thank you. I told you it'd be a pack weekend update. Sorry, I got a little emotional there. Just that guy with cancer. I just don't let it define you, man. We all got an expiration date. Every single one of us. There's someone listening to this show right now who's going to die in the next month. You know that. Don't live like that. You'll be dead soon, a lot of you. Me too, maybe. But don't live like you're dying. You woke up in the morning, kick ass that day. All right, I got a lot to talk about, folks. Sorry, it was kind of a long open. But I just wanted to show you, opening up the show, that again, what they're doing right now is being done on purpose. The destruction of the United States of America right now is being done deliberately. You are living through right now what is a spiritual fight. It may manifest itself as an economic one, a border fight, a political fight, a Democrat versus Republican fight. It is none of those things. This is a spiritual fight. It is a Manichaean spiritual fight of good versus evil. And it's taken me a long time to realize that. And, you know, I had a couple of wise guys on Twitter. Oh, Dan, wake up, wake up. Dude, honestly, go fuck yourself. Wake up. Like, I ran for office 3 times, understanding we were in a brutal fight for this country. But I don't think what you understand what I saw in these last few weeks, how bad things really are. Oh, why don't you tell us? I've been creeping them out between China and others. So I'm not keeping anything from you. But there are some things, obviously, because I'm, you know, I have different access to people who trust me with stuff. If someone says to you as a host, I need to share something with you really disturbing, but I please don't say anything. What kind of scumbag goes on the air and goes, hey, this guy told me that. I can't do that. I can only warn you that things are really bad and worse than you think. I don't, I'm never going to violate anyone's trust who shares in with stuff with me, or else I'll never be able to share with you how bad things are. Folks, Donald Trump's life is in danger. I've said it 1,000 times. The threat matrix against Donald Trump is severe. Me, Tucker Carlson, Megyn Kelly talked about it. I talked to Megyn Kelly about it last week on her show too. People in the know understand. I have been told I understand things. Whether you believe it or not in the left-wing media, I give exactly zero shits. The left-wing scum media, I don't care at all what you think. But I just want to show you, I'm proving to you again, how this is all being done on purpose and is malicious. These people do not care if Donald Trump is physically hurt or worse. Here's the New York Times, September 24th. Is that, what's today's date? Is that today or, yeah, I don't even know the date. Is that today or yesterday? I know we're relatively close. That was yesterday. This came out yesterday. As Trump prosecutions move forward, threats and concerns increase. So the New York Times, Maggie Haberman, who's a joke, obviously, Adam Goldman, an even bigger joke, Alan Furyk, Glenn Thrust, and Michael Schmidt. It took four people to write this article. The gist of the article is that as these criminal cases against Trump move forward, that heated rhetoric is going to lead to a dangerous situation for jurors and stuff like that. Okay. Interesting how they come to that hypothesis with very little evidence any of that's true. And yet me, again, a former Secret Service agent who likely maintains a network of significant contacts in the staff space and others, right, who did this for a living, I tell you the threat to Donald Trump is very real, just like the New York Times is insisting the threat to the anti-Trump crowd is real. And yet when they say it, it's considered real. But when we say it, NBC News, Daniel Arkin, ass clown of the highest order, it's a conspiracy theory. Now, keep in mind, I have actual evidence to back up what I'm telling you. They have no evidence whatsoever. They're not security analysts. They've never, Maggie Haberman knows exactly jack effing shit about security, yet they're confident that this threat level is through the roof. Yet the president of the United States, they've spent 7 years now calling a Nazi, a fascist, a thug, a mob boss, a white supremacist. All the threats against him are conspiracy theories. Why? Because they're doing this shit on purpose. That's why. They want this guy hurt. They don't care. Not a single soul reached out to me before they wrote this and said, how do you know that? Not a soul. Because they want this guy hurt. They are doing this on purpose. It is evil. It's what I was tweeting about this weekend. You don't understand what we're living through. Well, you probably do in my listening audience and the 52,000 people right now. What we are living through is evil. This is a real fight. And anyone else in this business, if you're in this for the cash right now and you're worried about being boycotted by some childless, husbandless loser with a cat, then get the fuck out of the business. Because this is a fight against pure, unadulterated evil. People who support sex predators, giving sex books to kids. Oh, I got receipts. If you don't understand what you're fighting and you're in this business and you're worried about saying something because of boycotts, then brother, get out. It's what I've been tweeting about all weekend. The destruction of our border, the censorship, the sexual perversion of our kids. This is all being done on purpose. None of this is an accident. I want to play for you this video. Get started with this. The RNC put out a good video. I don't care if you like them or not. The video is a good one. They are lying about our border. We are right now, forget an invasion. We've been being invaded for a year. It is now a complete hostile takeover. The invasion part is ongoing. It is now an absolute hostile takeover. And the Democrats are lying to your face about just how bad our border situation is down south. Look for yourself.
It is my testimony that the border is secure.
We have a secure border in that that is a priority for any nation, including ours and our administration.
We have taken unprecedented action over the past year and a half to secure our border.
And we have a process in place to manage migrants at the border. We're working to make sure it's safe and orderly and humane.
The border is closed.
We agree that the border is secure.
We're executing a comprehensive strategy to secure our borders.
One of our highest priorities is to ensure that we have a secure border. And that is what we are doing.
The border is secure.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are right now in the middle of a hostile takeover of the United States by foreign countries that are sending people by the tens of thousands a day or a week to the United States with no vetting whatsoever. There is no rational person who's not afraid of speaking the truth who would call this anything other than a hostile takeover. This is happening right now in live time. And I want you to see how the garbage in our Congress and our Senate, how this pathetic failed leadership class, I want you to see right here how they pull the dipsy-doo flipperoo. Remember the dipsy-doo flipperoo. Whatever the Democrats accuse you of doing, the opposite story is true. This is a little more nuanced version of the dipsy-doo, right? This is AOC. I love bartenders. We own the bar. This woman's a disgrace to bartenders everywhere. I can't imagine how a dumber person could possibly, maybe as dumb, but no one, because she's at the floor of stupid, how a dumber person could possibly get elected to Congress. Here she goes on this weekend show and gives the example of the immigration crisis about how we're causing the immigration crisis because of Venezuela sanctions. She fails to mention the entire time as a communist herself that the reason people are evacuating Venezuela and because there are sanctions is because communist scum like these communist garbage socialists in Congress ruin the country, causing people to flee the country and come here to escape communist scum. Watch how she turns the story on its head and makes it our fault for commie scum. Listen to this.
In this specific instance, U.S. sanctions that were originally authored by Marco Rubio began and precipitated, certainly took a large part in the driving of populations to our southern border. Shortly after those sanctions, those broad-based sanctions.
You're talking about Venezuela.
Yes. Shortly after those broad-based sanctions were enacted, we started seeing dramatic increases in these populations that were coming to our southern border. And so we have to address the root of these population movements and the migration crisis. And we also have to address the domestic U.S. policy issues when it comes to immigration reform.
But you know, the Maduro government has also been responsible for large parts of that. Are you saying that you want to you want the Biden administration to pull back pressure on him?
I think we need to re-examine the nature of these sanctions.
There's your commie buddy saluting her Soviet national anthem. Are you freaking serious, bro? Are you serious? A communist takes over Venezuela. A good but not excellent economy in South America. Decimates the place to where they're eating dogs, squirrels, and pigeons for dinner. And this garbage person, this human filth pile, AOC, goes on a weekend show and blames the United States sanctions for their communism for the immigration crisis Joe Biden caused. Yeah, again. But listen to the theme of the show, because it's going to be the theme of the show from now to the election. What they're doing is evil. They are doing this on purpose. These people are destroying the country on purpose. Hey, on a lighter note, Guy was busy this weekend. He caught this footage of the border, Biden's border security police. Thank you, Guy, for getting this. They're doing a great job. Guy was very busy. I don't know how you got that, Guy, but it's live footage of the border, so well done. Hat tip our homie Kanakoa for putting that. I don't even know where that's from, but it is the Biden border. And Guy, I want to thank you for working with him to get that footage. Well done. Sorry, folks, I needed a little bit of a heavy beginning of the show. You know, I see my people out there, and we're all family, and it brings a little tear to my eye, man. This is the real show. You want the fake bullshit show and you go somewhere else. This is like our family. I love you all, man. Love everyone. You guys are great, man. But that is the border. You understand this all being done on purpose, right? All of it. I want to show you again, too. Coming up next, I did a hit with Megyn Kelly on her show. It went nuclear. People loved it. And she's a great interviewer. I folks, again, I get it. With media personalities, There are people I appreciate. I don't agree with them on everything. And I'd appreciate if you understand that. I know in the chat you get it. I don't have a test for people in the media. Oh, you support DeSantis? You're not my person. You support Tim Scott? I don't have a loyalty test. People who support Trump have different... Listen, I care that people are principled. That's all I care about, and that they've been loyal to me. And Megan's always been good to me. You don't like how she handles her interviews? That's fine, but I enjoy going on the show. It was a lot of fun. So Megan and I had to discuss something this week, and it was important because I want you to notice the media response when I bring up Hunter Biden and Joe Biden being a garbage human being and the worst dad I've ever seen. I want you to watch how the media, despite everything we say being true, has to back this guy up because he's the vehicle for their evil right now. I'll show you what I mean coming right up. Tommy John. Folks, it's fall, which means you should be picking apples, not wedgies. Got new underwear? They'll take care of that whole fruit basket. That's Tommy John. Yes, rocking a Tommy John's right now, just to be sure here. When you wear Tommy John, you're that much more. I'm not kidding. So you can do just about everything better. Tommy John underwear and loungewear have dozens of comfort innovations like breathable, lightweight, moisture-wicking fabric with four times the stretch of competing brands. They keep you comfortable no matter what the season throws at you. With over 20 million pairs sold and thousands of five-star reviews, me being one of them, guys across America love their Tommy Johns because there's no flopping, sticking, or chafing. That's why Tommy Johns have customers. They have fanatics. I wear them, and they work all right for me. Most comfortable boxer briefs you ever wear. There's no downside. Buy one pair, you're never going to wear any other underwear again. Plus, you're always covered with Tommy John's best pair you ever wear, or it's free guarantee. Get 20% off your first order right now at TommyJohn.com/Dan. Save 20% at TommyJohn.com/Dan. I'm not kidding. Tommy John. The blue's on there. I love blue. Baby blue. Works nice. What? This is Guy's favorite read. He loves Tommy John. He wears Tommy John too. He knows. He knows where it's at. All right, let me get back to this. So, folks, again, anyone who attacks Joe Biden, no matter how evil Joe Biden is, sending his crack-addicted kid to grift for him overseas and fleece enemies of the United States for millions of dollars to enrich him and his family, it doesn't matter. This is a fight of good versus evil. Evil defends evil and will attack good. It's as simple as that. Here was me on with Megyn Kelly. This, oh my gosh, did the left-wing media shit their diapers after they saw this one? They couldn't believe it. They were like, oh my God, this horrible father got exposed as a horrible father. Here, listen to the cut first, and you'll see on the other side what I'm talking about. You know someone with substance addiction, okay? You do. I do. Everyone does. Someone very, very, very close, okay? Not my nuclear family, but like right there. Would you send that person over to deal with the Chinese Communist Party and the corrupt Moscow mayor's wife to run 20 different LLCs and flush $20 million through? Can you imagine the stress of doing that? And by the way, so you can grift off them and give half the money to Pop or take half the money from your drug addicted kid?
There it is.
You're telling me that's a good father? You are an asshole. You are a scumbag. Not only is he not a good father, he is an awful father and a genuinely terrible human being. Instead of getting his son treatment, he put him out at the tip of the spear of the Biden crime family grifting brigade to go get him filthy rich. It's disgusting. They are looking at this the total opposite way because they're propagandists, not even remotely interested in telling you the truth. Hell yeah. And I mean every word of that. Let me triple down on that. You're damn right. This guy's scum and garbage. Sending his crack-addicted kid overseas on trips on official government planes to grift and fleece people for money for the family so you can do it and use your influence to sell the brand according to your business partners. Hey, you got the remix? Just in case these people missed this. Just cue that up for me for a second. Well, here was the Radar Online. Haley Gunn, I don't even know who Haley Gunn is. No idea. I wonder if she's related to Tommy Gunn from Rocky V or whatever. Genuinely terrible human being. Megyn Kelly ridicules President Joe Biden's failures as a father over Hunter's addiction battle. You're damn right. Scum. Garbage. You didn't like it the first time? Haley Gunn? How about the fourth time? Sent this crack-addicted son overseas using government assets to grift half of the money to Pop the business partners saying they worked with Joe Biden. Oh, you missed the remix, Haley? Maybe it, in a rap song, I'll help you a little more. Here's the business partner, Tony Bobulinski, telling you exactly what you needed to hear about the grifter oatmeal god in chief. Listen to this.
I've heard Joe Biden say that he's never discussed business with Hunter. That is false. I have firsthand knowledge about this because I directly dealt with Joe Biden, Joe Biden, Joe Biden, Joe Biden, dope, 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 dope,
dope, dope, dope, dope, dope, dope, dope, dope, dope, dope, dope, dope, dope, dope, dope, dope, dope, crack addicted son rolling overseas, giving half the money to Pop according to his own text. You support that? Scum. Oh, you didn't like that? Oh, what'd you think? You were going to write this piece and I didn't even heard of Radar Online. Is that even a real thing? What'd you think? You were going to scare me and Megan? Me and Megan were going to, oh, that's, oh my gosh, Haley Gunn. Haley Gunn wrote up here. He wants to know how many degrees you. But probably about 72, journalism, master's, a PhD in felonious mopery journalism, you know. Yeah, it'd be better. I know, I'm afraid. Haley Gunn. Folks, anyone who attacks kids is spiritually evil. Spiritually evil. I hope you understand that. You go after kids, you are spiritually evil. You are not bad. You are not malicious. You are evil. Those are different degrees of depravity, okay? I say to you all the time, you see an older lady walking on the sidewalk with a cane who falls and you don't help her up, you're a pretty bad person. You walk by and you kick her cane out as she's trying to get up, you're a really bad person. You walk by as she gets up and punch her in the face, you are straight up evil, man. We are battling evil. This is a bigger fight than just politics, and you better damn well understand that. And politics is a simple manifestation of it. I want you to watch what I'm talking about right here. There are people in our school system now dead set on talking to your kids about sex, abusing your kids sexually, perverting your kids sexually, showing them pornography, cutting off their genitals, changing their names. This is happening right now. It's not just that that's evil. It's that the evil people love evil and will always fight good. It's not that they're evil and plan on leaving you alone. Here is our education secretary. Again, a disgusting human garbage pile of the highest order. A morally inept, evil human being. Miguel Cardona. Not just that parents aren't good. That parents are the bad people, that they don't even know what's right for their own kids. Just, you want to hear evil? Just listen to it. Check this out.
There was civility. We could disagree. We could have healthy conversations around what's best for kids. I respect differences of opinions. I don't have too much respect for people that are misbehaving in public and then acting as if they know what's right for kids.
What else could you possibly need to see? What else could you need to... Folks, there's nothing else I can do to expose behind the curtain other than show you in their own words who these people are. I'll tell you what's not right for kids. I want to play this again. We cut it short because it's disgusting, but you need to see it. You need to see it. Believe me, we're not short for material today. You need to see and hear this again. And I cut it shorter this time because it's gross. This is what the Soros crowd, the Nandini crowd, the Claire Atkin crowd, the Miguel Cardona crowd, the Biden crowd, this is what they want for your kids. Here's a book they want in your little kid's school. They read it on the Senate floor. I want you to listen. Listen to all of it so you know exactly what you're dealing with. Check this out.
Let's take two books that have been much discussed. The first one is called All Boys Aren't Blue. And I will quote from it. I put some lube on and got him on his knees. And I began to into him from behind. I pulled of him and kissed him while he
We cut it short because I can't even. This is so disgusting. This is the stuff they want in front of your kids. This is real. This is what you're fighting. I get it, man. Democrats, I understand. Republicans, sometimes, sadly, they're all of the same breed. It sucks. Most Republicans on Capitol Hill, yes, are really Democrats. However, no Democrats are really Republicans. So why vote? What's the point? Because of what I told you over and over. Although Republicans may not be the solution to your problem, the cause of your problems right now are Democrats. In a choice of one really genuinely evil and one really sucky thing, I'm taking the sucky thing over the evil thing. The world's a complicated place. There are no easy answers. You might, what was that line? You ever see that line? Was it movie Primal Fear? I'm not even sure if that was a movie. I'm terrible with this pop culture stuff, but it doesn't matter. Where the guy's talking about, he says, you want justice? He says, go to a whorehouse. He says, you want to get fucked? Go to court. Watch the movie. You want a world with easy answers? I don't have that for you. Oh, vote Republican. Everything's going to be fixed. Ah, bullshit. They can't even figure out their own bullshit up on Capitol Hill. They're all busy pissing on each other right now over the budget. Meanwhile, we're going bankrupt. They don't know shit. I can tell you right now, at least the Republican Party has members that are fighting this stuff. And if that's the best we can do, then that's the best we can do for now. All right, I'm going to take a quick break, and I'm going to show you how this Soros network works. And I want you to keep this in mind before we take this break. You ready? Please pay close attention. Write it down if you need to. Really. This is all about the kids, folks. All of it. All of it. The censorship, the sexualization, because they understand if they can get the kids and divorce them from the parents, once you've got the kids, you've got everything. Everything. This is all about the kids. About power over the kids and the information they see. All right, let me take a quick break. Folks, My Patriot Supply, you ever get the feeling the unthinkable is going to happen? I do. I talk about it all the time. But there's always distractions and smoke screens. You may not even see it coming. That's why it's smart to invest right now in emergency food. Please don't wait. It's better to have it, not need it, than need it, not have it. How are you going to look your kids in the face if things break bad? Are you going to run to the grocery store? It's going to be empty. That's why I use My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in high-quality emergency food. MyPatriotSupply.com. Go today. Prepare with emergency food that'll stay fresh for up to 25 years. Enjoy a wide variety of delicious foods offering over 2,000 calories every day for optimum strength under stress. And don't forget about water filtration, purification products as well, survival gear perfect for bug-out bags, survival supplies, or camping packs. Listen, we got to stock up before the panic sets in, okay? Not after. I use MyPatriotSupply.com. Order by 3 p.m. Items ship the same day. That's fast. Go today, MyPatriotSupply.com. Look at the stories about China recently, too. MyPatriotSupply.com. Prepare for what's coming now, not tomorrow. MyPatriotSupply.com. Our last spot today, my favorite, Omaha Steaks, falls in the air. It means we're looking forward to crisp mornings, falling leaves, and sweeter weather. Sweeter weather. Sweeter, too. You're having Omaha Steaks desserts. You like that? More importantly, it's a perfect time for fall grilling, tailgating, and comfort food. He says it's nice because he wants free burgers for me. That's why, for my freezer. Omaha Steaks has all your fall cravings covered with 50% off site-wide. 50 during their semi-annual sale. Don't wait. Go today. That's 50% off your favorites, the juicy, extra-age steaks like their butcher's cut filet mignon. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use code Bongino at checkout. Get an extra $30 off your order. Come on, what else do you need? Food's amazing. We eat it all the time here. With Omaha Steaks, the possibilities are endless. Endless flavor, endless value, on incredible entrees, scrumptious sides that are sweeter, decadent desserts, and more. All of them are 50% off during the semi-annual sale. Every bite backed by their 100% unconditional guarantee. You're going to love it. Go to omahasteaks.com. Shop for your delicious favorites for half the price today. Don't forget, enter promo code Bongino, my last name, at checkout, for an extra $30 off. Hurry. This sale is only for a limited time. OmahaSteaks.com, promo code Bongino. Thank you. Okay, so this happened this weekend. Ladies and gentlemen, I need you to understand, like, one of the things I was tweeting about late at night on a Saturday when I told you how numb I was to all this evil around me, is there was a coordinated attack on Rumble this weekend. And yes, it was coordinated. It was coordinated between a bunch of grifter, non-governmental organizations dedicated to communism and censorship. Basically like an intelligence operation behind the scenes being run by governments around the world. This is happening. I mean, they're doing it openly. It's not tacit. It's not like they're winking at each other. They are desperately trying to silence and stifle anyone in the parallel economy. I've showed you what they're doing to Elon. Now they've shifted their target over to Rumble because basically Rumble, we do not censor political speech. Ladies and gentlemen, remember what I said before the break? What did I say? You wrote it down, right? Understand this is all about the kids. They need access to your kids and they don't want anyone else speaking about what they're doing to the kids. Please tell me you get that in the chat. They don't want anyone exposing what they're doing to the kids. They don't want John Kennedy reading about, I did this to the boy and inserted this. They don't want you to know. They want to do it to your kids while you're not looking. That way they divide them from you. They confuse them. This is a, if you think for a second that this is all an accident, you are crazy. The censorship component is to keep anyone like Rumble or Twitter or True Social from highlighting what they're doing. That is all this is about. So because we wouldn't censor someone this weekend, of course you get it. Look, yeah, yes, good. Thank God you get it because we're in that much trouble right now. There's this coordinated push to censor Rumble. Okay, so they pushed Burger King, ASOS, and HelloFresh, who ridiculously, apparently, according to this Guardian article, started removing ads from Rumble, or so they claim. Burger King, which, by the way, the food is absolutely disgusting. I went into a Burger King once coming out of a game in Jacksonville, Florida, Georgia game. The bathroom looked like it was like something out of a bomb shelter that hadn't been cleaned in 6 months. The food will make you, it's disgusting food. So why Burger King, instead of concentrating on keeping their places clean of grotesque food, HelloFresh, didn't they have their own problem with like food stuff in the past? So instead of saying, hey, listen, we don't like this creator on Rumble, but again, we want to speak to a diversified audience. No, they responded to pressure from a bunch of lunatics who target kids. Now, I'm asking you for a personal favor. HelloFresh, cancel your account today. Burger King, I mean, I wouldn't eat there anyway. The food is freaking disgusting. So most of you, it's probably not even going to matter. The food is gross. Now you know. You know who these companies are. I'm going to tell you how in the future to find the companies that are going to cave to the kiddie perverts and who aren't. I'm going to give you an easy cheat sheet. I'm going to walk you through how they do this. Here's one of the people involved. She's one of this one's a big grifter, but she's one of many. She's not the, like, she's one of, I want you to understand, thousands of people who do this. They don't have jobs. I mean, they literally don't have jobs. Their job is getting lefties to give them money to go on Twitter and tweet to companies about free speech companies so they get boycotts going. And they work with Soros. So here she is. Here's the cat lady, for those of you who ever wonder what this is about. Her name is Nandini Jammy. She's a pervert. She's disgusting. I'll show you what I mean. She has a partner, Claire Atkin. Here are their Twitter handles. I want you to go, don't follow them, but check in on their handles. They're at Nandoodles and at Cat the Kid. And what they do is any creator who speaks the truth about the war on kids that they're engaged in, this perversion war on kids, they then go and say, hey, look, there's an ad running. If those companies cave, add those companies instantaneously to your boycott list and send them the articles about these two perverts I'm going to show you in a second. Oh, you think I'm making this up about how this is all connected to Soros? Here, Nandoodles. The accusations are finally true. I'm part of a George Soros back initiative. you thought I was kidding, right? I can see the lefties now. The conspiracy theory, is it? Is it? There is a big left-wing coordinated effort. Soros, Reid Hoffman, NGOs, the Disinformation Board, the Biden administration, people in the UK government, the EU. It is a big coordinated effort. This nitwit's a small piece of it, but it's real. And it's all being run by big, big influential people with a lot of cheese to throw around, like Reid Hoffman and others, Soros. They are all about going after the kids. And anyone who speaks out, Tim Pool, Charlie Kirk, Steve Bannon, anyone on Rumble. Rumble has nothing to do with politics. It's a free expression platform. It's that simple. They don't care. Anywhere you can broadcast, they need shut down immediately. They are obsessed, obsessed with perversion in your kids. I want you to read, is this in the show notes, Guy? Add this to the show notes today. It's important. Send this article to any company that responds to her. This is Nandini, again, Soros stooge. Do you know she wrote in a blog post that she wanted milder punishments for convicted sex offenders? Leftist activist Nandini Jammy, known for her deplatforming efforts against conservatives, argued that sex offender registries are too harsh for young sex offenders in a newly unearthed blog post. I encourage you to read it to see how disgusting these people are. It is all about the kids. The evidence is everywhere. This has nothing to do with Rumble or Russell Brand or Truth or Tim Pool or nothing. It is everything to do with attacking your kids and silencing anyone who exposes them. Here, it gets even worse. Here's her disgusting partner, Claire Atkin, a grotesque pervert, just like our partner, Nandini. This is her partner in this movement. Teenagers, this is a real tweet. If you want to read a book that's banned in your school library because it features sexual or gender identity as a prominent subject, DM me. And I'll buy and order it as to a safe location for you. Holy shit. It's one thing to groom. It's another thing to groom out in public and think no one will notice. This is her partner. So I say to Google Ads and Ginny Merman or whatever your name is, Google, another evil scum company. I say to anyone like Burger King and HelloFresh, why are you working with these people? Are you taking orders from them? From perverted, slob, disgusting people? Here, there's another post-millennial article. Put this one in the notes, too. I suggest you send this around. Claire Atkin solicited teenagers in a public tweet asking if they wanted sexually themed reading materials. Burger King, you support that? ASOS, HelloFresh? You like working with... Google loves working with her, by the way. Oh, Dan, come on. She's not that obsessed with you. Ladies and gentlemen, I got so much on her. I got a two-pager. Sexual pervert, Nandini Jammy and Claire Atkin. This is the left. Here, my wife was assaulted in a club by a bouncer. I don't know if you heard the story. I'd show you the bruises, but because the bouncer grabbed her so inappropriately, they're in bad spaghetti. You've seen the pictures, correct? They're pretty nasty, right? My wife was literally assaulted. You think I'd say that on the radio? I could be open for a defamation if I was lying. You think I would say this on a live broadcast if it wasn't true? By someone in a club in Palm Beach over a mistake. Nandini thought this was hilarious. Big warrior for women. Ah, yes, Mr. Bongino. Famously a champion of women everywhere. Brave fighter of restaurant staff to protect the women. You like bruises on women? Disgusting pervert. Soros-funded slob. You like that? You thought that was funny? Here she is again. Again, she's obsessed, folks. You think I'm making this up? This woman is obsessed with me. Publisher First is the exclusive ad manager of insurrectionists, Tim Pool, Sean Hannity, and the deeply unprofitable Dan Bongino. Gee, man, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to lay you guys off. So unprofitable. Where I know. Joe. Maybe they'll pay you at the church for the drums. I'm sorry, buddy. It's going to wrap up right here.
Go ahead. Give me when you can.
Okay, I'll try. Thank you. Well, you worked for free for a long in the beginning because you're a generous guy, so we may be back. Ladies and gentlemen, listen, I don't talk about money that much on the show. However, my wealth or lack thereof is public. I own a publicly traded company. You can check that out yourself and see who's lying to you again. Here she is again with her group Check My Ads because, again, she's obsessed with me because she's a fucking weirdo. Our official statement about Dan Bongino's long-awaited departure from Google Ads inventory. Yeah, who we canceled. Yep. Google Ads. She seems to always leave that one out. Why? About election fraud disinformation. Because I've exposed everything that happened in the malicious, disgusting 2020 election. This has nothing to do with the election, by the way. Nothing. I hope you understand that. It has everything to do with her and her friend obsessed with sexualizing your kids with this whole Soros group. Oh, I'm a Russian agent, too. Do you know that? Here she is again. Gee, can you, if I send you all these things, can you put together like a portfolio just so I can win all the time? She's obsessed with me. As someone who's relentlessly harassed by Dan Bongino. This is dipsy-doo, right? I can tell you without a shadow of a doubt, he's a Russian asset. The whole social media operation is bots. It's bots, Gee. Bro, come on. Where's my, come on. I need my, we got to put a Muttley up for the rest of this, man. Give me the Muttley. Someone give. Oh, and I actually caught it this time, and it's the real Muttley. Nobody. This is, yes, I'm a Russian asset, folks. I work for Vladimir Putin. Of course, it keeps going because she's a crazy lunatic. She's also obsessed with my Facebook page. You can see from the next tweet there. She loves my Facebook. Dan Bongino is a Facebook page. We know what we're doing. Yeah, you know exactly what we're doing. Yeah, Facebook, you know exactly what we're doing. She's also obsessed with Rumble because she's a freakadoo. No one's coming to Rumble. It's over, guys. That was January of 2022. We've only grown enormously, as you can tell, because we're publicly traded. And you can actually look that up yourself. The website's only grown ridiculously, but you can look that up. And then, of course, thank you. This is definitely another Muttley. Here she is, last one, folks. She's such a tough guy, these Soros sexual perverts. They're so tough that when I expose to everyone that she's a sexual pervert with her partner sexualizing kids and supporting sex predators, yeah, she had to block me. She had to block me. Tough, right? Real badass they are, these Soros people, when they're not grifting. Hey, Muttley. We got the two Muttleys there. Block me. She's got no balls. No balls. You don't like to fight? I got a lot of time, cat lady, and a whole lot of money. You have neither. Keep this going all day. I'm not the sexual predator here, okay? All right. Folks, again, everything that's happening is happening on purpose because this is straight up evil. Did you see this story this weekend? While the Democrats were happy to parade around Donald Trump's mugshot, which hilariously blew up. Gotta give them here. Wait, back up. No, the original Muttley goes first, and then back up Muttley. Nice. Hunter Biden's mugshot is being concealed by the Justice Department. What a shocker! What a shocker. So weird. It's like we have one system of justice. We do. I mean, but oh, we have two systems of justice. No, we don't. Totally inaccurate. Sorry, folks. I'm going to burst your bubble. 80,000 watching. We don't have two systems of justice. We have one. And it's called F the Republicans and anyone who's not a Democrat. That's the only system of justice. There are not, I need you to understand, this is hierarchy, not hypocrisy. There are not two systems of justice. There's one. The Justice Department will take care of their friends, which is why I'm not convinced at all about this Menendez case. Menendez, who, by the way, seems like a real scumbag. I just want to throw that to Senator Menendez, who's talking right now, ironically, Senator from New Jersey. I am not convinced at all. The evidence is probably real, but they are doing something probably because of his role in the Middle East and what he's, they just don't like his position. That's how little I trust the Justice Department. Here's another one. Gavin Newsom. You know, the slick back hair guy, he decided to, I mean, openly attack a judge this weekend as an extremist right-wing zealot. Will Chamberlain notes correctly so. Weren't we informed a little while ago, fellas, attacking judges on social media and questioning that that was tyranny, threatening the entire... I thought we were told that. I thought we were told. Yeah, we were told that, right? That's so nuts. One more piece of bad news, and I'm going to end on some good news, okay? Because I don't want to leave you on a Monday again down. This show is the honest show. It's a no bullshit show, but there is a lot of green shoots out there, okay? But a little piece of bad news first. These articles are in the newsletter, and I want you to read them. If you think that all of this sexualizing kids, open borders, crime everywhere, that this is going to lead to a landslide in the next election so you don't need to vote, you are crazy. For the 1,000th time, Republicans are not going to solve your problems, but Democrats are going to cause them. Two choices. That's all you got. The Nation and Newsweek, both, you can see both of these articles cover this. They cover the same thing. Five bad signs that the Republicans could get smoked in this election. Because why? because it's not bad enough yet if you don't show up. The Ohio ballot initiative on abortion, we lost. Pennsylvania special election for the Pennsylvania State House, we lost. New Hampshire special election 2 weeks ago, we lost. The Jacksonville mayor's race in Florida, we lost. The New York redistricting, we lost. So again, if you're under any illusions that there's going to be some massive landslide and you can sit this one out, then let me tell you something. Your kids are at risk. I know you're not in the chat doing that, nor the 81,000 people, but this isn't fucking around time. This is winning elections time. Now for a bit of good news. You see this poll this weekend? Trump edges out Biden 51-42 in a head-to-head matchup. Now, let me just say in advance, before anyone gets too excited, I don't trust polls as far as I can throw them. I don't trust ABC or any of these people as far as I can throw them. Frankly, I wouldn't even be surprised if it's a shit-rigged poll meant to make you believe it's going to be a landslide, so you sit on your ass and don't do anything. That sounds like a conspiracy. Ladies and gentlemen, after reading the thing about hydroxychloroquine today, I'm out of conspiracies. There's no more conspiracies left. However, I do believe there is something to this poll because you're not wasting your time here, ladies and gentlemen. I have told you something is happening in the Black and Hispanic community. You don't have to believe me. Here is the left-wing bullshitico playbook. I mean, the craziest left-wing nutjobs you're ever going to meet, acknowledging what I just told you. Biden is struggling with young voters, Black voters, and Hispanic voters. Trends backed up by other research. If Biden doesn't have young voters, Black voters, and Hispanic voters, Trump will win by 9. I told you that. And a bunch of people were like, oh, man, you're not going to get 50% of the Black vote, whatever. I get it. We don't need 50%. I'll take 14. He can't win with 14% of the Black vote and 42% of the Spanish vote. Biden can't win. It's not even going to be close. And I'll ask you one more thing. Guys, in the chat, I need your help. Seriously. When I call out the chat, like, I really mean it because I really like to hear. This is a great opportunity to poll 81,000 people. You probably know a lot of young people in your life. Women, I get it. We're doing okay. Not great. But young women, not good. We're doing okay. Not good. The Republican Party. Let's just be honest. Do you know a young man in your life that doesn't support Trump? I'm talking about 18 to like 22. That's it. No more than that. Folks, I spend time on college campuses, like a good amount for a number of reasons. Yeah, a lot of them are in the South. I get it. Like SEC. I understand. I can't find a Biden supporter anywhere. Anywhere. I got guys that come to my house, HVAC people and stuff. Oh, Mr. Bongino, so nice to meet you. I have not met a single Biden supporter who's a guy between 18 and 22 yet. And I'm talking Black, white, and Hispanic, by the way. Have you? I'm dead serious. I'm serious as a freaking heart attack. This guy is in real trouble, man. Real trouble. But don't get cocky. I have some more good news. I'll give it to you tomorrow. School choice stuff and other things. But I want you to watch this video first. You got the Auburn video, Guy? I love Auburn University for a lot of reasons. War Eagle to my friends out there. Listen, I love you all too. I get it. You got a lot of Roll Tides out there. Much love, bro. I get it. You got some Hook'em Horns people out there. I love the Gators too. But Auburn has a special place, man. I go to Auburn University and I walk around at the tailgates, and I got to tell you, man, I've never seen so much love in my life. It's like a home for me. I feel special there, man. I don't get to talk to people a lot. Did you see what happened at all? I'm going to get choked up here. I can't take all this emotion in one show. Did you hear about what happened? They did a religious revival service, and a bunch of people decided they were going to go out in the river and get baptized. It's not all bad, folks. There is a renaissance coming. There is a reckoning coming for those who are at war with our kids. It may happen today, it may happen tomorrow, but it's happening. I want you to watch this TikToker cover what happened and leave you with a smile on your face on this Monday. This is really good. Watch this.
What just happened at Auburn University? 5,000 students show up for a night of worship at Auburn's basketball gymnasium. And that's when one of Auburn's football players was so moved by the Holy Spirit that he told his head coach, Hugh Freeze, that he wanted to get baptized. So they made their way outside to the park, they waded out into the water, they performed this baptism, and all of a sudden, more students began to come into the water, one after another, to get baptized, totaling up to over 200 students getting baptized.
Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. It's happening. Don't get depressed. Get motivated. Make today the day you go out and do something. Don't just talk about it. It's always a chance to make tomorrow better. What's that? 75-25. There you go. 75% of the people know exactly what I just told you. These young people, man, they see it. They're searching for some meaning in their life outside of TikTok and Instagram and Facebook. You're never going to find that meaning on this planet. You're not. There's no amount of money. Folks, I've been poor and I've been rich. There's no amount of money that's going to make you happy. None. All the answers are out there waiting for you right there. But they're not here on this rock we call Earth. Just remember that. We're fighting real evil. Be on the opposite side of that. I love you all so much. Thanks so much. I'll see you back here tomorrow.
You just heard the Dan Bongino Show.